We're on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis, approximately 15 lines up from the bottom of the page. And again, we're learning about dreams and how you should quote a pasuk, a good pasuk, immediately when you wake up from the dream, rather than a bad pasuk. And the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan Haroe Kane Bechalom, he sees a reed in his dream, Yitzapel Chachma. He should think of the pasuk Knei Chachma, because Knei, which means to acquire, Chachma, is the word for a reed. So he saw a reed, and it means Knei Chachma, Yitzapel Chachma. He should try as much as he can to acquire wisdom. And this is a siman that perhaps he will be able to do so and acquire Chachma if he follows this dream. Kanim, if he sees a bunch of reeds in his dream, then Yitzapel Lebina, which is even more developed and more advanced than Chachma, and that's why the ribui of Kanim indicates Bina, Shenemar, and the pasuk there in Mishlei, the same pasuk as Knei Chachma says, B'chol Kinyonecha Knei Bina. So B'chol Kinyonecha is in the plural, and now you can be Kone Bina. Now, the difference between Chachma and Bina is that Chachma is the sort of spurt of knowledge, of a flash, so to speak, of an idea. You know, you're working on something and you know you have a problem, and all of a sudden you get a flash and you realize that there's some light at the end of the tunnel. You haven't yet worked it out. And Bina is the second stage, much more developed, when you begin to formulate your ideas in sentences and paragraphs. And that's a more developed idea. Bina also relates to what we call intuition. And that's why Bina Yisera Nitna La'adam. And that goes way beyond Chachma, because Chachma is based on rigid sentences, logical analyses, but Bina is a kind of knowledge that goes beyond that. The Pasuk also says, Reishis Chachma Knei Chachma. That means the beginning of your Chachma is to learn Chachma from others. And you can be Kone Shmuos, B'Torah Mipi Arav, so learn by a Rebbe. And then, B'Kol Ki Yonecha Knei Bina, then you can think of your own insights, original insights, with the Chachma that you were Kone, B'Taskil, V'Tovin, B'Tamer, Dover Mitoch Dover, Rashi says in his Perush on Mishlei. So Bina is Havanas Dover Mitok Dover, when you take it to the next level and you derive conclusions beyond the simple understanding and wisdom that you got. If you see Kanim, many reads, that's a remez for someone who could be Zoche, that his Veshet is like a Kana. Veshet always refers to the power of speech. It could be like a Kana, and in this case, many Kanim, and also Kanan Veshet refers to eating, L'shem Shamayim, to be Mekan Yaguf, for the sake of heaven, and his Neshima, through his windpipe, should also be for Kiyum Aguf, and if he does both, the Kanan and the Veshet, and combines those two, then certainly he'll be Mekayim, his Guf, in such a way that he can be Mitzapeh Lebina. And that's a great mila, greater than Chachma. Amar Rabbi Zera, Kara, which is otherwise known as a delas, some sort of a gourd or a pumpkin. Oh, Kara. Kara is the, we spoke about this back in the fifth parak, about a branch of a soft dekel, soft branch from the date tree. Or Kira, which is wax, or Kanyo, which is again what we had before, a reed, Kulu Malu Lechemla. All these are very positive. If you see them in a dream, they're all positive signs or omens for the future. And these anafim on a dekel, these branches, recreate themselves annually. At the beginning they're very soft, later on they become hard, And the Rambam adds that a korah is the rosh hadekel, that's the white part that we cut down from the aliyah dekel. It looks a little bit like, he calls it dried cheese. And those are the different parts of a dekel. So a gourd, the heart of a palm tree, wax, a reed, these are all favorable omens in a dream. Tanya, we learned in Brisa, Ein marin deluim el lemishu yorei shamayim b'kol kocho. A person will see these gourds or pumpkins only if he fears heaven with all his might. Because the word for gourd, which is deluim, is similar to the words delu einai lamorom, which is a pasuk in Yeshaya, my eyes are raised towards shamayim. And these were spoken by the great Tzaddik Chizkiyahu, Melech Tzidkiyahu. He's beseeching God to have mercy on him, to cure his severe illness. And the Gemara associates gourds with the Yirah Shamayim of King Chizkiyahu. Rav Nissan Gaon thinks that gourds are amongst the largest of fruits. Nonetheless, they grow low on the ground. In this way, they are similar to a Yirah Shamayim, who despite his distinction, his greatness, nevertheless he retains a sense of anova, of humility, is close to the ground, he's shofar. Haroah shar b'chalom, if he sees an ox in his dream, yashkiv v'yomar, he should wake up and recite the pasuk, b'char shoro hodarlo. He is like a firstborn ox, and he is noble. And this is a pasuk in v'zos ha-bracha, which is a bracha bestowed by Moshe Rabbeinu upon Ephraim Umenashe, the children of Yosef. Yosef is always called a shar. And this may be an allusion perhaps to one of the great leaders who descended from Yosef, and that is Yoshua, who with the strength of an ox would crush the opposing kings in the war to conquer the seven nations of Palestine. However, he should be careful, Konim Shikadmu Pasuk Acha, before he recites a different pasuk from Shmos, Ki Yigach Shor Es Ish. And that's going to be in this week's parasha, because here we're talking about destruction. In this case, the Shor is a Shor Naghan. Now, the source for the fact that a Yirah Shamayim is Bekol Kocho, Marim Lo Dluim, is because a Yirah Shamayim has to put all his energy forward, step forward, as he achieves his fear of God. Chamitan Rabbanan Chamisha Dvarim. Well, just we'll mention one last thing, that Moshe Rabbeinu before his death blesses the children of Yosef, Bechor Shoro, and Bechor is Lashon Gedula Umalchus, that Malchus will come from Yosef, and that's Yoshua ben Nun, and Shoro means the Kocho Kosha Kishora, power that's tough as that of an ox, and he'll be able to conquer other kings. Chamisha Dvarim Nemru B'Shor, five different things can be said about someone who sees an ox in his dream. Number one, Oche Ha'ochel Mibsoro, if he eats from the meat of the ox, that's a simon shemis asher, that he will become wealthy, because the pasuk says in Dvar Yudbeis, ki archiv Hashem Elokecha es gvulcha v'yamarta ochla basar. So when there's archavas agvul, that means we'll be able to eat meat, and that's meat for the wealthy, for the opulent, for the rich people, the affluent. And im nogcho, if he sees the shor in his dream that is goring, and he was gored by the dream, that's a simon, that's a premonition that havyan le bonim shemenagchim b'torah. It's also a good omen that you'll have sons, descendants who will fight the battle of Torah with their pilpul. Nishacho, if the shor bites him, that's not a good sign. Then it's a sign that Yisurin Boim Olov, that he's going to unfortunately suffer. Ba'ato, if the shor kicks him in the dream, that's a siman that Derech Rechoka Nizdamnolo, that he's going at some point in the future to go on a long trip. And Rechavo, if he climbs onto the ox in his dream, that's a siman sha'ola l'gdula, that he'll go higher, higher. So a shor ha'boet, if the shor is kicking him, the shor, the ox, will stretch out its legs l'merchok, and that's a siman that osiru lo leches b'derech rechok v'asanya. The Gemara Sakash, we have a brisa that says Rechavo, if you ride on a shore in your dream, that's a siman of mace, that you'll die. Here we said it's a siman to gdula, lo kasha. There's no contradiction. The brisa, the first brisa is bidrachim hu litorah, derachiv hu litorah. He saw in his dream that he's riding on the ox. That's a good siman. He's going to be ol gdula. The ha, in the second brisa, we're talking about derachiv torah lididei. The shor is actually riding on top of him, and that's a siman that he's going to die. Keep in mind that an ox is dedicated for plowing, and when a person dies, they plow the ground and they bury him inside the ground, so that when the shor rides on him, that is understood as a siman that he will die. He'll be buried in the adama, in the ground. And this shor is very, very strong, as we said before. And if a person is underneath a shor, the weight of the shor is going to crush him without compassion, and that's a siman that'll die. The Rashash asks the following question. According to the Gemara's reconciliation here, the final answer, then we see another remez to this seeing of a shor in his dream, that if he sees the shor rochev olav as a siman that he will die. So why did the Rice have to say the chamisha dvarim nemar b'shor? Really, it's shisha dvarim nemar b'shor. We can really jack up the number from 5 to 6, because now when he sees the shor riding on him, it's a siman that he will die. And if you look in the back of the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Moshe Horovitz from Haradna, he says that perhaps that which it says in the second brisa, that im rechavo hu siman she'asid lavus, that's not limited to the shor. That applies to any bal chai, any animal, and therefore it's not included together with the other 5 cases of seeing a shor. Haroach hamar b'chalom, if he sees a donkey in his dream, yitzapeh b'yeshua, he can expect a salvation. Shenemar, to God, to the Melech HaMashiach, in Zechariah Novi, it says, Hine Malkech Yavo Loch Tzadik V'Noshahu Ani V'Rochev Alachamor. That the Mashiach in the Nevuah of Zechariah is going to be riding on a donkey on his way to Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, Gili Ma'od Bas Tzion Hari'i Bas Yerushalayim Hine Malkech Yavo Loch and Tzadik v'noshahu ani v'rochev alachamor. So the pasuk means that we should be in a state of happiness. We should be blowing the truah of simcha because the Melech HaMashiach is on his way. He's the Tzadik v'maisav. He will win all the battles. He's a poor person, meaning he's a humble person. He'll be riding a chamor on his way in towards Yerushalayim b'derech anova, in a humble way. Haroach hasul b'chalom, if he sees a cat in his dream, is bi'asra dekor le'shunra, in that place where they call a cat by its Aramaic name shunra, it's a siman she'nasis lo shira na'a. That shira na'a is very similar to shunra, and that means a great song, a beautiful song of praise on something good, a thanksgiving praise. He knows that in the future he will sing this beautiful praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he has seen a shirano, which is a shunra. However, if he's in a place where they call a chatul not a shunra but a shinra, with a chirik under the shin, that's a siman, unfortunately, shenasal of shinui ra, which means that something for the bad is going to happen. The Rashash writes that we should have the opposite girsa. If they call it shinra, that's a semen of shir na. If it calls it shunra, that's a siman shenasalo shinui lara. Haroa novim bechalom, if he sees grapes in his dream, levonos, if he sees white grapes, is bein bismanom ubein shalo bismanom, whether he sees them when it's usually ripe on the vine or whether he sees them premature. Yafos, that's a good sign for his dream. It's a simon tov. However, if they're shchoros, then it depends. Bismanom yafos. If he sees them in their time, that's a good sign. But shalom bismanom, if this is not the season, ro'os, that's a simon ra. Haro'os sus lavon bechalom, he sees a white horse. Bein binachas ubein biraduf yafelo. Whether or not the horse is in a calm situation or he's running, it's always a good sign. But Adom, if he sees a red horse in his dream, so it depends. Benachas, if this horse is in a is ruyik, he's calm, that's a good simon yof beraduf. But if the red horse is riding and he's very anxious, that's a simon koshalo. The sus really is a symbol of battle. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, sus muchan liyom milchama. It also is a symbol of gaiva and hisnasus, of one who lords himself over others. And the sus adom, the red horse, is a simon ra, because the tzeva, the color adom, always indicates shvichas domim, the spilling of blood. Haroa Yishmael b'chalom, if he sees a Yishmaeli, and it says in the Mefarshim, the Ivets and others, that it doesn't matter whether he sees a Yishmaeli who's the son of Avram, like Yishmael himself, or he sees the word Yishmael written down on a page in front of his eyes during the dream. In both cases, is tfiloso nishmas, he should know that that's a good simon, that his prayers would be answered. And the reason for that is the prayers of Yishmael were answered. But vidafka Yishmael ben Avram avoltaya bi'alma lo. What this means is that he sees in his dream the original Yishmael, the son of Avram. That's a good simon. However, if he sees another Yishmaeli, who's called a Taya Bialma. Taya means he's an Arab scout who goes scouting usually. Then he's a regular Yishmaeli. Lo, that's not a simon that his tefillah will be received. Because dafka with regard to Yishmael ben Avram, the pasuk says, Uli Yishmael Shmaticha. I hearkened to the prayers of Yishmael. And the Yalkut says, Birchasi ito Hefrei, I mean, this is all in the verses, Hefresi oso, Herbesi oso, Bimod mod, Shnei Masar Nesiyim Yolid, Unisativ Lugoy, Gadol, and that's the pasuk that we have in mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram that he accepted the tefillah of Yishmael, and he blessed him in all those ways that we have mentioned. Haroa gamal b'chalom, if he sees a camel in his dream, is then misa niknasalo, this is not a good sign, he will suffer the punishment of death, min hashamayim, not in Bezdin, but misa b'dei shamayim. V'tzilu mimena, and the Gemara brings now a proof, a Gemara now quotes a proof that he has been saved from death, so that on the one hand, seeing the Gamal is a bad sign because it indicates that up in Shamayim they decreed upon him that he will die, but on the other hand, he has been saved from this decree of death. And how do you know so? Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Maikro, where's the pasuk for this? In Breishis Memvav, it says, Vanochi Eireid Imcha Mitzrayma. God says, I shall go down with you. This is what Hashem says to Yaakov, I shall go down with you in Mitzrayim, Vanochi Alcha, and then I'll bring you back up as well. So here he sees a vision of what Hashem says to Yaakov Avinu, that just as you went down to Mitzrayim, yet nevertheless I will go up with you from Mitzrayim. Gam Olo, I'll bring you back up to Eretz Yisrael. And that's similar to the word Gamal. So if you see an animal, a camel in your dream, it's signifying that you will be brought up from potential destruction. Omar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, my crow. What's the pasuk that gives us this optimistic light at the end of the tunnel, an optimistic hope? Anochi Eredim Chom Mitzrayim, Anochi Aleh Gam Olo. And the Netrikan is Gam Olo is Kain, as we said before, Gamal. And the Gamal now is a remez for Hatzola Mimisa. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Hom Mehochi has a different source that the Gamal is a remez for Hatzola Mimisa. It says in Shmuel Beis, Gam Hashem Hevir Chatoscha Lo Samus. And the word Gam, which in this case is a promise that you will not die, is similar to the word Gamal. And in the next part of the pasuk it says Lo Samus, and that indicates that the Gamal alludes to a Hatzola to save him from death. It could be that Gemara says that the word Gam is Gamal in Greek, because that means that the word Gam, as it's written as a word in itself, is a remez to Gamal. Others say that Gamal is Notrikan Gam Lo, and the word Gam is indicated by the word Gam Hashem Hevir. And we're about to discuss Zimri ben Solu. Let's just see if we want to add anything here. Oh yeah, Nasan the Navi tells David HaMelech that since he was Moda Ala Emes, he was Misvad and he admitted his guilt, Hashem would not kill him as a punishment for the sin of Bathsheba. Now, Haroa Pinchas Bachalom, if he sees Pinchas, then Pele Nasal, or Pinchas is like similar to the word Pele, which means that just like Pinchas experienced many great miracles when he killed Zimri ben Solu and Cosby ben Sur, so to you will be Zocha to the same kind of salvation. Now keep in mind that the Torah records in Bamidbar Chaf Hei that Zimri, who was the Nasi of Beis Av L'Shimoni, had a relationship with Cosby Bastur from Midjan, and that was all public. And Pinchas takes the Romach and Kanoim Pogibo, he pierces through and kills them both. There were six different miracles that were done for Pinchas at that time. One, that Zimri was not Porish from his wife, not his wife, I shouldn't say, from his lover Cosby, because if he would have been Porish, then Pinchas would not have any permission to kill him. Number two, Zimri could have yelled and screamed to the members of his Shevet and they would have saved him. He didn't do so. Furthermore, since the Zachrus of a man and the Nakrus of a woman, when they become close one to the other, is Yedu Shenitna Rashus L'Kanoi L'Fgarbo. In other words, how did Zimri know that since they were one on top of the other, that he had a Rashus to kill them? Because otherwise people would say that it was a sinner, but he didn't do it out of hatred, but he realized that they were violating this terrible Issur. Furthermore, another miracle is Lo Nishmetu Minha Romach, that they both were pierced by the spear. And furthermore, the Malach comes and he lifts up the mashkof of the oil, and as a result there was no need to be mashpil the Romach, because then Yishmetu V'lo Yudvukim, the Malach destroys the people and nitridu b'nei shivto shel zirvel ahargu es Pinchas. Now, only to Pinchas, this great miracle, a series of miracles, was done. Why is it that someone who sees Pinchas in the dream is Pela Nasalo? Is it only Pinchas? I mean, it's really true that he would see a vision of Pinchas, but he could have seen a vision of other people who experienced miracles throughout the Bible. So why did God send him Pinchas? And perhaps the answer lies in the letter Pei, which is the first letter of Pinchas. Aleph is the last letter of the word Pele. So the Pele Nasalo comes from the combination of Pei at the beginning of the word with the Pei of Pele. Now the Gemara continues, and we're almost at the bottom of the page. Aroa peel v'chalom, he sees an elephant. That's a siman that plos, nasalo. There could be many amazing things. So the word peel and is similar to the word plos, which are amazing, wondrous things. And if he sees pilum, he sees a number of elephants. That's a siman shepil a plos. You see wonder of wonders. Miracle of miracles. Hashem will perform wonders upon wonders for him. And the meaning of the symbol here comes through the phonetic sound of peel, which sounds like Pella. And the Gemara asks the question, does it mean that if he sees an elephant, it's a siman tova? Sanya, we have a brice that says, kol mini chayos yofin lechalov chutz min ha-peel u-min ha-kof, that any animals that he sees in a dream is always a siman tov. And we're going to try to figure out why that is. But in any event, the exception to that rule is an elephant or a monkey. When you see any of these two, that's a siman ra. So the Gemara answers lo kasha. And here we turn to daf nun zayin amin aleph. Ha de masareg, ha de lo masareg, misareg. Okay, so this has to do with a saddle on the back of the peel. If he sees that the elephant was saddled, which you can see if you go towards the east, you'll see they saddle elephants, and you can climb up on the back of the elephant. That's going to be a siman tov, a siman yof. But the lomas reg, if the peel does not have this saddle on it, that's not a good siman. And the Gemara hasn't yet discussed the monkeys over here, but that's what's going on over here. The elephant, if it's saddled, that's a good sign. And otherwise, such a beast, it's such a large beast, that's not a good sign. Now, as far as all other animals are concerned, we said that was, in general, a good sign, because animals don't have the burden that man has. They don't worry about their parnasa. God sends them parnasa. So all that daiga, all that anxious tension that we experience as human beings, mortal human beings, you don't have that. There's nothing parallel in the animal kingdom. So if you see an animal, then you could feel that's a good sign that your parnasa is guaranteed. You don't have to worry about it. Now, we said back on Omid Aleph that if you see a lion in your dream, then he has to wake up and mention a certain pasuk. Of course, otherwise, if he mentions the wrong pasuk, it will be a siman ra. Also, we said something similar about a dog. So now, l'chora, the king of animals is the lion. The kelev is also a kind of a chaya, it's also a beast. Here the Gemara seems to say that all types of chayos, all types of beasts, is a siman yafa l'chalom. We have to assume that here what the Gemara has in mind is that there are many different species of animals that are always, when you see them in a dream, always indicative of siman yafa. But there are certain animals that in order to protect yourself from possibly a siman ra, you have to wake up and immediately recite the proper pasuk. The Gemara says, "Haroa huna bechalom." He sees the word huna. That's also a good sign. Shenes nasalo. He'll be zochet to a miracle because of the word, the letter nun in the word huna, which corresponds to the nun in the word nes. And if he sees Chanina in his dream, then, or if not Chanina, he sees Yochanan. That means Nisei Nisim, wonder of wonders, Nasulo. Because in these words, the letter Nun appears not once, but twice. So that's a great Simon, wonder of wonders, like many Pilim. Haroa Hesped Bechalom, if he sees a eulogy in his dream, that's a Simon Shemina Shamayim Chasu, they had Rachmanis Olav, they had compassion in Upadu, and they redeemed him from death, because the letters of the word Hesped, if you juggle them around, you end up with something that looks like Chas, or Pei Dalet is Pod. So Chas, which again here it says Has, but you make Has into Chas, and it says Pod, Pod is Padiya, is Chasu Upida'uhu. But Vahani Milu, this only applies when he sees them Biksava, he sees them written out. For example, he sees the word Huna or Chanina, or Chananya, or Yochanan, or Hesped. If he sees any of the above words written out, then it's a good Simon. But that doesn't apply if he sees a person who has that name. That's not necessarily a good Simon. Now, why didn't the Gemara mention other names that have Nunim? There are many of them. But rather focused on Chanina, and Chananya, Yochanan. And perhaps because the names themselves indicate Chanina. Chanina means some chen and some love. And the two Nunim indicate that this love will be expressed in miracles. However, with regard to Huna, where there's only one Nun, so then then the remez here is only through the Nun. Now again, when there's only one Nun, the Gemara could have brought a number of different names like Aaron and Noach and others which have one Nun. So we're not sure why the name Huna was mentioned here. I mean, it would seem that the other names are in the Torah, whereas Huna maybe is not in the Torah, but why should that be a reason? So perhaps you could say that the word Huna is also Miloshen Chanina, which comes from a certain grace or love or charm, because the letters He and Ches are Osios Mischalfos, as the Gemara says by Hespe, that it's Chas, Pad, and therefore, in the names of Aaron and Noach, they don't have this remez of Chanina, because Huna is Chanina. And I know people who are called Huna, that's a popular name, and Huna comes from the Lashon Chen, to find grace in someone's eyes. Now, the Toras Chaim says that they don't show him exactly a Hesped. When it says he saw a Hesped, it means he saw the word Hesped written. But he didn't actually see a Hesped going on in his dream. And for the fact that he didn't see a Hesped, but rather he saw the word Hesped written, it means that they weren't trying to show him anything for Ra'a, because if he saw a Hesped, maybe that would be bad, but he saw the word, and whenever he sees the word, whenever he sees in his dream a word that's written on a cloth, on paper, then he could begin to focus on the letters of the word and find the illusion that's in the letters themselves. The Gemara says, Ha'one Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarech. Now, the Gemara is connecting dreams to different aspects that are related to tefillah and to understand these dreams. Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarech. If he responds during his dream, Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarech, Li'olam Olam Emaya, that's a siman that moved to Chlo, Shu Ben Olam Abba. that since he says Li Olam Lomei Amaya, that's a remez for the next world, and he is guaranteed a place in the next world. And if he sees, if he reads Kriyat Shema, Kori Kriyat Shema, that means that he's in his dream. He's Roish at Tishrei Lov Shechina El She'ein Doro Zakoy Lekach. In other words, he accepted upon himself Old Malchus Shemayim, and therefore he's Roy Fashroas Hashchina. And if he doesn't get that in a revealed way, it's only because of the Dar. Haminiach Tefillin Bechalom, if he sees himself wearing Tefillin in a dream, Yitzapal Gdula, he can anticipate greatness. Shenemar, at the end of Dvarim, it says to the people of Israel, V'ro Kolame, Ha'aretz Kishem Hashem Nikro Lecha, V'yaru Bimeka, V'tanya Rabbi Lezar Gadol Omer, Elu Tefillin Shabarash. So this concept of seeing the greatness, in this case of Klal Yisrael, Ro Ami Oretz, V'yaru Bimeka, that's identified with Tefillin Shabarash. That's when the Goyim will see our Tefillin Shabarash, they'll be in a state of fear and awe. And that's why if someone sees him putting on his tefillin, apparently tefillin shel rosh specifically, then he knows that he's going to be ola l'gdula. Hamispal b'chalom, if he sees himself davening in a dream, simon yafalo, that's a good sign. But hani bili delo siem, as long as he woke up before he finished his tefillah. If on the other hand he woke up after he finished his tefillah, then it's a siman that he left the proximity of the Ribono Shel Olam. But if he's in the middle of his tefillah when the dream ends, that means he's still close to Hashem, because tefillah is omed lifnei Hashem. Now the Gemara is going to embark upon a discussion of a series of dreams. He pictures himself in an act of intimacy with various persons, and the meaning of the dream changes based on the identity of his subject's partner. Now again, let's go over the fact that Huna means the name was written out, and in the word Huna you have the Nun, and that means Nes, and we said that the word Huna, like Huna, indicates Chen, finding grace in the eyes of God and man. And if you review what we said before, that there are many names, perhaps, that have multiple Nuns in it, but these are unique because they all capture the meaning of Chena, which is a special grace or favor in the eyes of others. We said that Hey and Ches have similar pronunciations. We pointed that out already. And in all these dreams that he pictures the above names of words, we have a favorable interpretation. But that's only, as we said, when the dreamer saw the actual words, like Huna, Chanina, Hesped, spelled out in front of his eyes. If he saw people or events, then these favorable interpretations don't apply. Now, as far as seeing himself reciting Shema, Shema of course represents, as we said before, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So a dream in which a person pictures himself, sees himself reciting Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, that indicates that he's achieving this lofty goal. He is submitting himself to the will of God. He is worthy of the divine presence. Fine, we spoke about wearing tefillin and so forth and so on. Habal imo b'chalom yitzapa labina. As the pasuk says, ki im labina tikra, which is a pasuk in Mishlei. The word im or aim or im, if, that appears in this verse, you can read it as aim instead of im, denoting a mother, and we're portraying a link between the symbol of the mother and the quality of the understanding, as it says in this pasuk, labina tikra. Habal naru murasa, if he has a relationship with the naru murasa in his dream, yitzapa l'torah, he can anticipate the knowledge of Torah. Again, all this applies only if he didn't have these daydreams about the same kind of illegal relationships. But if it was shown to him in a dream, Shenemai Torah Tziva Lana Moshe Marasha Kilos Yaakov Al Tikre Marasha Ella Me'urasa. And we'll go on in Mitzvah to Habala Chosov B'Chalom, and we'll pick that up in Mitzvah tomorrow.